Blog Talk Radio.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. No ads to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't.
You know how we do it, and I'm your host, George Beverly. Welcome tonight, another pivotal moment in Blog Talk Radio history. I'm telling you, it's coming down. This week's going to be epic. Let me hit you up with this.
Look, if I were to rap about the crap that's out, that's the route you probably want me to take. Cause you're just dying to know what I think and my take on some other rappers. If I was to say something about Paul Wall, you're probably crapping your pants. Cause I'm white and he's white, so he's like my competition, I mean, right? Nope, Paul Wall is dope, and so is Bubba, so. But I don't compete with nobody, I just go hard, do the rope a dope, Ollie shuffle. He dance around my opponents, do donuts. Sometimes I play possum, like I'm asleep, it's awesome. I'm like a sleeping giant, when I wake, I'm like Dre. I just jump from out of nowhere and bite prey. Protect my teeth in them and fill them full of poison and make a noise like a snake before I kill him. And let him know that I just don't feel him. And smack him with the back with ease. Eminem and Bellum. I was taught if you're gonna murder somebody, you should face them. Tell them why, look them dead in the eye, then waste them. In the dark shall emerge from the fiery depths of hell. The swallow, the shallow, the hollow who dwell in the shadows of all who are willing to sell their souls for this rap game and it could go. 1, 2, 3, follow me. There's nothing else for me to say. My public adores me. Everybody bores me. They're just so corny. So at night before I sleep, I look in the mirror. The mirror grows glistening with the come near. My darling, I don't ever want you to leave me. My darling, you and me were meant to be together. My darling, if I can, I have you know I can't be. My darling, cause I possess your soul, your mind, your heart, and your body. I don't ever want you to leave me. My darling, you and me were meant to be together. My darling,
I know you're in there somewhere, come here, talk to me, sit here, pull up a chair, why don't you brush your hair, dye it back, come on, try it,
I know, I told you, leave me the fuck alone, will you,
but I'm here to rebuild you,
but I already killed you,
but Shady, we were meant for each other, think about your mother,
yeah, so what of her,
well, think about what she did to you and your little brother, all them foster homes.
Fuck you, motherfucker, I had you beat.
No, I was playing possum, remember? I let you watch your little girls blossom. I gave you enough time, your soul's mine. I'm taking it back.
You fucking bitch, why?
Because I love you, look a little closer. Isn't that us on that poster?
My darling, I don't ever want you to leave me. My darling, you and me were meant to be together. My darling, if I can't, I have you, no one can be. My darling, cause I possess your soul, your mind, your heart, and your body. I don't ever want you to leave me. My darling, you and me were meant to be together. My darling, if I can't, I have you, no one can be. My darling, cause I possess your soul, your mind, your heart, and your body.
Jay, listen. You hear that? They're screaming for you. I can bring your career back.
But I don't want it back.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You're gonna regret it later.
No, I won't.
I'm gonna get Dre on the phone. I'll just call the doctor.
Go ahead. I already talked to Dre yesterday.
Well, I got him on the phone right now.
You're lying.
Yo, Slim.
Ah, why now? What up, Dre?
Check this out, Slim. I gotta talk to you. I don't know. It just seems like ever since you got off your drugs, you became a lot softer.
But Dre, all state he is a bottle of hair bleach and vodka.
Well, think about it, Slim. I'm here. Sit me back and let me know what's up.
Fuck this mirror!
I'm not in the mirror. I'm inside you. Let me guide you.
Fuck you. Die, you son of a bitch.
Put the gun down.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm still alive.
So am I, too. You can't kill a spirit even if you try to. Sold to me. Need I remind you? You remember that night you prayed to God you'd give anything to get a record deal? Well, Dre signed you. This is what you wanted your whole life. Muscle, right? Boom. Look at this house. Look at these cars. They're so nice. Ooh. Oh, but you didn't know fame has a price, too. Did you just now seeing the downside, too? Lose your best friend from high school, your wife, too. Ain't even sure if your kids like you. Come off tour, can't even sleep at night without night. We'll become a value maddict, start a rehab cycle. But together we can break the cycle. Marshall,
why?
No one's gonna love you like I do.
MC set to the mic, you gotta catch records for the rap. DJ Revolution, Carmelita, Swayo King Tech, and the rap is coming down hard in the new millennium, see, no, you ain't been here yet,
I know
you
something.
Forgot, you know, you ready?
Can I do a piece of watching or something?
Yeah.
Turn my mic on.
Turn your mic on.
Hello?
Can you hear?
Yeah. In the beginning, there was none other than the original people, skin blackened from the sun. But somewhere along the line, I broke the laws of the divine, and a curse placed on the soul of mine. Hell became the color on my face, feeling out of place amongst the people of my race. Filled with hate, I moved to a colder climate, intercourse with animals and raw flesh with apes. Filth and disease, sub-zero degrees, and Satan's blood in my veins didn't freeze. This hatred that I have for you, it runs deeper than your skin. I hate the one who put me in this position that I'm in, until I realize the powers of evil. Anything I have to do, I will. I steal, kill, and destroy. Went home to Africa looking for slaves to employ. Blue eyes and a smile was my only decoy. Snatch you up from your roots. What good is the spirit when I have this new invention that you brought you here and deceived you? I change and rearrange everything that you have ever believed true. My soul is cold as ice is. I sold you for prices. You were hung from trees for sacrifices. But through the blood, sweat, tears, and pain, God's spirit in y'all still remains. Which is actually more than I got. But I have a mansion and a yacht. The plot is making you think that it's about what it's not. With precision, I tell you lies through television. This source of religion wraps you up in materialism. How could you kill your own? Don't you see? You're learning to act just like me. But be more aware that the truth is there. I tell you all the time, but you ears don't care. But not all of you. There are a few that get into themselves and books on shelves and learn something new. And once they know, they become so powerful. But many don't have the means nor the inspiration to go to school. And I know they hate it. But you can't get a decent job unless you're properly educated. But educated about what? It seems to me that thus far, you've only learned about who we are. Isn't that funny? You'll give a school all your money for what you think you need, but it's never guaranteed. The misled mislead you. Your faith has been broken, provoking you to do whatever will feed you. Well, I thought you could cook cocaine and plain plastic sacks to sell to your fellow blacks. But why the foundation of your people cracked? You try to resist, but I won't stop until you don't exist. Strong, though, I give you that. But you must be stupid as hell to be that strong and still be where you at. And you still don't have a clue. I am who I am because of love like you. Yeah.
Damn.
He supports me.
Wow. That was like,
I try not to rhyme, but I try to have a point, so I did do something written.
Oh, you had a point.
Yeah.
That might go down. He got another one. I'm sure he does.
So
that
you let him go with this?
No, me, Chuck. I don't know. That may be one of the most profound verses that we've ever had in the history of our show.
I didn't
say too much time. You can find me on Facebook at george.mango.904. You can find me on Facebook also at soundoffforums.com.net.org. You can also find me at soundoff97413 on Twitter. We're going to do Ephesians 6:6-13, King James Version, not with thy service and as man pleases, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatever goodness good things any man doeth, the same shall he receive from the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there relations respect of the persons with them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and of falling, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having all done, to stand, and let the church say amen. Why did I play those things, ladies and gentlemen? First I played Eminem, My Darling. Then I played Then I played CeeLo. He did a poem when he was on the rap show. And it's very self-explanatory what it was about. If you've never seen it nor heard it, then you basically don't really understand what I'm trying to do. So you have to understand that the industry is designed to get you to lose your religion, pretty much. And when it comes to losing your religion, as far as believing in an entity, a deity, for myself, I only believe in Jesus Christ. And yesterday I asked you guys, you know, can we start using the name of Jesus? If you don't want to use Jesus, you want to use Yahweh or Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Yahweh, what's the other one they use? Jehovah. Yeah, so if you want to say that, that's fine. But remember, there is power in the name of Jesus. It's a power in the name, okay? I want to play another clip for you. Hopefully you don't get offended by the language. I'm going to play this clip, and it's very language is very specific. So, you know, forgive my language. Forgive the language now.
2012 is for real. They said the Mayans was talking about 2012. Then they said the Mayans disappeared. I'm here to tell my people it's time to stop believing bullshit. Just because a motherfucker tells you bullshit with a straight look on their face. We too old. We too smart. We too motherfucking good to believe shit don't make no fucking sense. You too old to be believing in evolution with your stupid motherfucking ass. Evolution say people came from monkeys. And the question is, why is there still monkeys, you dumb motherfucker, you? Is these the retarded monkeys? They didn't turn into people just yet. Get your stupid ass the fuck out of here. Since 2012, and you better believe something. If you try to look for a God and you ain't got one, you could do a lot worse than Christianity. Let me tell you, if you ain't got nobody to worship, you could go for Jesus. Jesus has been kicking ass for a long time. Jesus, that is, he is something else. First of all, I'm saying, you don't never even see a picture of Jesus out of focus. Every time you see Jesus, he's right looking at the camera man. His robes is clean, his time is straight, cutting the bob. Got a nice beard, let you know he ain't no pussy, ain't nothing to be fucked around with. Gotta have something to believe in. It ain't a lot of Jesuses out there. Some of these religions got terrible gods. I love the Buddhist people. They don't believe in nothing but peace and love. But it's gonna be hard for you to get niggas to serve your God if he ain't been tending to himself correctly. I don't know if y'all seen Buddha before, but niggas is not gonna be able to serve him. He has an obesity problem. Jesus would have healed that already. He wouldn't even come out here with no damn shirt on and some pampers and shit somehow. Jesus probably somewhere with a shake weight right now, getting ready to kick things ass. Can't be serving no Buddha. That nigga look like Rick Ross in the periphery.
You get to heaven and he's, whoa! I think I'm being me.
gods, Hindu gods, is too confusing for niggas. Hindu god is a woman, and she green, and she got eight arms, and stand like this. No, we might want to fuck that bitch once, but we're not going to be. Better have something to believe in. Gotta believe in something. The Indians, they try to make everything a god. You can't play with God like that. Niggas don't want everything to be a god. You can't have no corn god, nigga.
There's the god of the wind and the...
No, hold on. No, it's the corn god. Ain't no goddamn corn god, Miss Indian. It's the god of the corn. No, it's not, because what is that in my feces? Is that... Now be careful. I heard Mitt Romney was a Mormon, and I didn't know shit about the Mormons. But I looked up the book and found out they have multiple wives. I heard up close the book. That's some pimp shit. Keep that. We might need that.
All right, and like I said, I apologize for the language now. But what we talked about this yesterday, about trying to thrive in the industry, trying to make it in the industry, trying to make it big, and all these different things. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, Cat Williams, if you don't know Cat Williams, you need to go Google him and find out. This gentleman started off as nothing as a comedian, and he made his way through. He got some roles on movies and stuff, and he just made it. He was making it big, and he was doing his thing. I'm not gonna out him on that. He was doing his thing, right? And the one thing that was bepuzzling was why Cat Williams was in the media. Why was they out to get him all the time? I mean, really, Cat Williams every other time had a gun, you know, and maybe he did have these charges. Of course, I'm not saying that he has nothing, to hide, I guess you could say, because he admitted himself. He had stuff, you know, and he had a weapon and all that things. But let me reiterate this to you, ladies and gentlemen. The fact of the matter is this. When you look at all these celebrities that is being put on Blast Street for a number of reasons, regardless of what they did, these people are trying to discredit. We talked about being discredited before. And the reason why they try to discredit is because it is our belief system, if it is put out in public, regardless if we agree with it or not, we form our own opinions about the person, whether that's good or bad. So that's what I was trying to play. And so when Cat Williams came back, he was out for a couple of years, and he just came back with a new DVD. I picked it up, thought it was really funny. But the clip that I played you guys was because he was telling you what's going on. Like he said last night in the interview, he says the Illuminati don't want him. He's not going to be a part of it. There's certain things he won't do. He has found his niche. He's got his money. He's got his fame. And he's not going to go any higher. So they ain't going to bother with him. They're just going to leave him alone, let him do what he want to do. And so let me educate my people out there, because I know the word Illuminati flies out of people's mouth like it's bread and butter. But you have to understand what the Illuminati is. Listen, the music industry is not part of the Illuminati. They're just not. They're not a part of the Illuminati. So when you use the word Illuminati, you have to be careful of how you subjectively put all these people, because you see it on YouTube all the time, the exposure of Illuminati. And listen, they are a small fraction, very small fraction of mind control and mind communication to the masses. Of course, they're putting a spell on us on the media front of mind control. That's just a piece of it, ladies and gentlemen. So you can't say, oh, Illuminati this, Illuminati that. Listen, Illuminati, let me tell you what Illuminati is, okay? Illuminati is named from a person named Bavarian Illuminati, meaning the Enlightenment. The Enlightenment era founded in May 1st, 1776, to oppose superstitions, prejudice, religious influence of public life, abuse of state of power, blah, blah, blah. So, the recent surface of these people are basically, like I said, they are the people of the Enlightenment, okay? The people of the Enlightenment, and one of the things is they conspired to, control the whole world and corporations into the New World Order. That's what we talk about, okay? And so in an Illuminati, it loops of the shadows and pulling the strings and the levers of the power of the dozen novels, movies, TV shows, comics, video games, music videos, and music, etc. Okay, so. These thinkers were a part of what they call the owl of the Manevel, perched on a book with the emblem used by the Bavarian Illuminatis in their Manevel degree. So as you, the owl is very wise. The owl is very, the owl is the symbolic part of wisdom, knowledge, and mysticism. Okay, owls are very marvelous creatures. Okay, but part of that in those what they call the free thinkers spawned the Freemasons. Okay, and then the Illuminati. So I wanted to break that down for you a little bit. And there's a lot more to it, but that's the short version of it, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want to get into a whole talk race about, you know, certain things. So, you know, take it what it is, and it is what it is. So the next thing that I will be playing for you is something that it is... very funny to me, and I shouldn't say funny, but it is something that has been surfacing on everywhere, and you know, you guys know what I'm about to say. It's the Kanye West song called New Slaves. So I'm gonna play this for you, and give you an opportunity to, I mean, of course, you can't let it sink into you because you just hear it. If you're hearing it for the first time, I'm asking you to go and listen to it.
Mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the seven skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but it wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. We see his boots, nigga, racing left that don't touch anything in the belt. And his bitch, nigga, racing left that come in 3-5-0. What you know? A family, fur coat, a diamond chain. Thank you.
play that because I wanted to give you an idea of what's going on. Remember when I was talking about Cat Williams a few minutes ago, and I was talking about DMX, and I was talking about Lauryn Hill? Listen, Kanye West and your homie Jay-Z, Jay Zizzle, the one who did his thing, right? Hooked up with Beyonce, all that stuff, right? Here it is. They are telling Kanye they need some more. I mean, what they want for Kanye, they must have told Kanye something that he was like, oh, hell to the nah, I'm not having it. He's already done a blood sacrifice. He already sacrificed his mother. But he says, listen, y'all, we already got new slaves. Wake up, people. He says, he's telling you, new slaves, but we too busy thinking about guns and chains. Diamond and Chase, he said, give back that Maserati and all that Jane Wu and all that stuff. He said, they offered me a contract, but I said, no. I'm going to move my family out the country so you don't know where I stay. And then you try to bring up confusion with the Illuminati. Listen, y'all, once again, you have to be able to take the words, break them down, literally, because Kanye don't write stuff just to write stuff. Kanye writes stuff with soul and purpose. Do I actually know what he means? Am I in the Kanye head? No. But when he said those lines three times, blood on the leaf, blood on the leaf, blood on the leaf. Now, he said that three times, right, to let y'all know there's going to be some sacrifice going on. Blood on the leaf may be just a leaf. But what I think it is blood on that dollar bill. It's my opinion. Because, you see, if you're so wrapped up into the dollar, you don't worry about nothing else. But you're going to get smoked like Tupac and Biggie because certain things, before Tupac got murdered, he was about to start dropping dimes. Then Kanye said this was so interesting. Listen to his words, y'all. He telling you, don't focus on Kanye. Don't focus on his wife and his baby, you know, soon-to-be wife and his baby. Don't focus on that. You need to be focusing on the DEA who hook up with the CCA, which I looked up. You know who the DEA is. Now you got to find out who the CCA. Well, the CCA is a corporation that connects around the country and around the world that build prisons. Why is Kanye talking about the Department of Lord Jesus? I know why I messed it up. Let me get it. I gotta get it. This Tupac. Let me get it. You know how I don't like to be wrong, because people be like, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. The DEA part is a drug enforcement administration, which is under the Justice Department. Okay, so I had to look that up, and I apologize. But anyway, so. Why is Kanye screaming that stuff out? Now, look at his face. Look at his eyes. Y'all, either he's high or he is in a transit hypnotic state. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. Now we're about to get into the nitty gritty of what I've been trying to get y'all to understand. All right? Nitty gritty. I'm going to have to go. I have to go first to this thing because Now, I don't know what kind of, reliable source this page is, but it is of an occultist page. And the question was, as quirky as Kabbalah and Scientology may be, today's mainstream population, the truth is even more surprising. Surprisingly simple. All the super wealthy, megastars, sex symbols, and politicians, anyone who has achieved greatness, power, unlimited love, and health beyond comprehension have a ritual of magic. Okay? I say the practice of the conscious of the manipulation of achievement of these results, the results of money, love, sexual pleasure, luck, and all this stuff happens to the haves and have-nots. Now, once again, you could take it or leave it, but listen, I'm taking it, and that's how it's going to be for me, because I'm going to drop a little bit of dimes or some situations where I'm going to get you started believing what I'm saying. Okay, so let's see. Let me pull it up. Okay, which one is this? Okay, so let's go to the Kabbalah with a K. K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H Center. This center is located in a nonprofit organization headquartered in Los Angeles, California. This organization was started by a gentleman. His name is Philip Berg. He's a traditional trained Orthodox rabbi who left the religious clergy and became an insurance salesman before learning the Kabbalah. And his wife, Karen, is with him. And they started this Jewish, non-Jewish teachings for the students. This Kabbalah tradition has been long held in the Kabbalah, and it is comprehending and very easy to mislead the students in many different approaches in a strong background of the Jewish law. And only under the age of 40, the age of wisdom, according to Methuselah. Okay, so now, listen to this question. You have to be 40 or above to start doing the Kabbalah, period, okay? So let me I'm not going to get so deep on this because I got a lot to spit out at you, but I want you to know these things have transformed into our society beyond what you already know. See, these things have been in the fabric of America long before we even started talking about racism. Okay. So, according to this, Christianity, Judaism, and Buddhism all has a type of teaching within the Kabbalah, right? So, and this only literally are for the Jews who believe in the Hebrew Bible, which is the Torah, and they don't believe in actual God, okay? And they don't believe that Jesus came back as the Messiah. That's all I'm trying to say, okay? So that's why those things fall under these certain religions. What they call considered delight, this is very interesting. It says, one should primarily be concerned with the relationship between the essence of God, rather that God himself, as he is beyond comprehension, the essence of God is referred to in its teaching as light. In the beginning there was only light, but it in the nature was to share, and it has no recipient for the nature of desire. Therefore, the light created a vessel to be the recipient of the light. Upon receiving this light, the vessel came into the inheritance of the properties, just as a glass was filled in but cold water because it was cold itself. Chiefly, the vessel inherited the desires to be shared. To accomplish this, the vessel refused the light, and the action was called the reconstruction, the restriction, and thus broke into two parts, some that is caused by the shares of itself. It is from those two parts that the souls of all men and females are derived respectively. Okay? This is what they say. I'm just reading what it says, okay? The restriction. Okay, well, I'm skipping a couple parts, but you can go look at it yourself. The restriction. The natural of the evidence occurs, which triggers an emotional response which one of the acts on one. To truly control a situation, one must consider one's emotion reaction, therefore, as an enemy and not of the cause. If one is able to restrict himself from being acting on his own principle of emotion reaction, the best possible course of the action will come to him naturally. Skip down. One instance of the egotistically reaction to the situation refers to one of the opponent or the Satan. For example, when one is standing in the line of the automatic teller machine for 20 minutes, it is not the person in front of him, but it is the frustration that it is in the enemy. It also has to do with astrology. We already talked about that. I'm going to skip down because there's a lot of stuff that you guys are not ready for that I have to catch you up on speed for. Anyway, so I will tell you the celebrities who study this Kabbalah. And let me start by saying this. This may sound far-fetched, ladies and gentlemen, but I will start putting these things into context to where every day you and me, your kids, your mama, your grandma are affected at the end. I'll tie it up tight. So listen to this closely. Madonna wears a red string around her left wrist for the protection and the warding of the evil eye. Her Jewish ritual observes, such as the tefillin, into the videos and the tights regularly in the Kabbalah Center. Okay, so I'm going to skip down, tell you who was in it. We already heard Noah Nana. We have Lisa Lohan. We have Sarah Burkhart. We have Anthony Kidd, Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore, Mick Jagger, Jerry Hall, Lucy Liu, Alex Rodriguez, Roseanne Barr, Rosie O'Donnell, Nia Campbell, Donna Carter, Elizabeth Taylor, Misha Barron, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, John Van Dyke Burke, and Heather Combs. And so now that we have an understanding of who all, I mean, I named up movie stars and actresses and all this stuff and just people who are in the public. Why are all these people considering and running to this type of religion? Okay, let me school you real quick. All right. Let me jump into this. And then I'm going to give you some meats and substances. All right. So we're going to move on to Scientology. Okay. The Church of Scientology is an organization devoted to practicing the promotion of Scientology belief system. The Church of Scientology International, the Church of Scientology parent organization, is responsible for overall management and dismissal and progressive of Scientology. It has a church in New Jersey, has a church in California. Besides the cult and media, they consider it a culty type thing. Okay. I will go to... the celebrities who are part of the Scientology family. Let's see, in our generation anyway, we've all known Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Juliette Lewis, Christy Alley, Leah Remini, Catherine Bell, Nancy Cartwright, Beck, Kim Person, Elizabeth Moss, Erica Christensen, Jason Lee, Eber Wire, Janati Rovisky, Jana Elfman, Ann Archer, Chick Cora, opera singer Juliet Mimes. We all know Will Smith is part of that as well. And I'm saying these things, and I'm reading these things to you because these are the people that we see in our lives a lot. And in the Scientology, there's a sign on the Scientology, and they also have the pyramid. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to sit here and talk about the pyramid because that's level one type stuff. We know that it all reverts back to Horus, who is the sun god, and that's what I'm about to get into. And this is something that a professor said about Scientology. This is from Hugh B. Urban. He said, the professor of religion studies in the Department of Comprehension and Studies in Ohio State University. But when I think the reason that celebrities would be interested in is because it is a religion that fits pretty well in the as a celebrity kind of personality. It's very individualistic. It celebrates your individuality as the ultimate divinity. It causes you to give you ultimate power over your own mind, self, destiny, so that I think that it fits well in the actor's personality. And then the wealth question, thus, this are people who are more, who need more wealth, but they do not need it, and often want at least in some kind of spiritual vindication for their wealth and their lifestyle. And the Scientology is a religion that says it is okay to be wealthy. It's okay to be famous. In fact, that's a sign of a spiritual development. So it is kind of a spiritual validation for that kind of lifestyle. Okay. So as you see these things, you kind of understand what where I'm going with these things. You see, because when it comes to these people that we involve our lives with, they are, ladies and gentlemen, they are giving a lot of attention to. Okay? Now, whether that's right or wrong, that is for us to decide whether we want to put these people in our lives or that we want to take out of our lives. So, you know, these are the people that our children are being raised on. We go to movies, we see these things, okay? So, like I said way back at the beginning of the show, I said, you wouldn't want your child to hang out with a rapist, would you? You wouldn't want them to hang out with a rapist. So why would you let your child watch movies who believe in these rituals and these occults? I'm not judging them based on what they do on their off time. But when they're starting to do things that affect us and they try to put us in a mind-controlling state, that affects not only the physical body, but also the mental body, ladies and gentlemen. So I would like to introduce you Magic Book Number 4. Magic Book Number 4 was written by a cultist and leader of Aleister Crowley, the founder of Theoma. You hear that word in movies a lot, Theoma. But this is their this is who he worships as the form of the gateway to hell. Okay, this book consists of some type of magic, and occult practices and sources, including Eastern yoga, hermeticism, medieval generalized, and complementary magic theories from the writings of Hippolytus Levi. So there's a lot going on in here because he has a lot of writings and stuff, and this gentleman has morphed. Left a brand for people. Because the last time I looked up him, it did not come up the way that I've seen it in the past, because you know they always change it at times. And we're gonna get into the nitty of the gritty of these things, because it is time that, ladies and gentlemen, that you know what's going on. It's not a secret. It's not like we don't know that it's out there. We just can't see it. We can't explain it in a way. But we can get down to the things that really matter. We can get down to the things that really matter. And the things that really matter are the facts that we need to bring Jesus full-fledgedly in the fold. You see what I'm saying? Bring them straight in the fold. Because these type of hidden agendas that are out there are really hitting us upside the head, and people always wonder why they have things like that. So, you know, I'm just going to come and tell you the truth. Okay, so we were talking about Madonna. We were talking about Crowley and how they do their... We're going to get started on Crowley and how he does his rituals. But it's interesting to know that these Kabbalists use... very weirdly, things out of the Bible that doesn't really make sense, but to them it makes sense. Check this out. The mystical red rope and the tomb of Rachel. The Holy Bible teaches us that the unique compassion of the matriarch Rachel, the wife of Jacob, who after married many barren years, gave birth to two sons, Joshua and Benjamin. During the later birth, Rachel passed from this world and is buried in a road between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. The prophet Jeremiah singles out Rachel as a passionate mother who wept at the departure of her children from the Holy Land during the Babylonian exile, promising them that they would return to the land of their fathers and the presence of their future. An ancient tradition teaches us that the red string woven seven times around Rachel's womb is endowed in mystical power. According to this tradition, by tying the strings around his or her wrists and wearing it to protect from the destructive power of the evil eye, thus protecting from disease, poverty, accidents, and other misfortunes from befalling the wearer. Why is this important, ladies and gentlemen? Because you remember, nowadays, the trend is this. Now that we know these things, they practice what they call a practical Kabbalism. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I will have to postpone this, and I will hit you guys up tomorrow with the remaining of it.